Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Honolulu Real Estate Commission Update, AV 5.51% versus 5.70% national. A February 2026 survey of Honolulu real estate agents reported an average commission rate of 5.51%, below the 5.70% national average. For HI professionals, this benchmark is a practical reference point when setting or negotiating commission expectations with clients. Use the 5.51% Honolulu average from the source as a baseline when reviewing your own HI commission strategy and compensation structure. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. County of Hawaii Real Property Tax Office, resource for local tax info. The County of Hawaii Real Property Tax Office maintains a website for property tax information and services. Real estate professionals in HI need accurate, current property tax data to advise clients on transactions and ownership costs across Hawaii County. Bookmark hawaiipropertytax.com/ for quick access to tax records, assessments, and payment options for Hawaii County properties. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. NINITAR Online launches Hawaii County Public Records and Property Tax Search Tool. NINITAR Online has made Hawaii Public Records, Property Tax Information, and Assessor Data searchable for Hawaii County. Real estate professionals in HI can quickly verify property tax statuses, ownership records, and assessment details to support transactions and client due diligence. Bookmark state/HI/Hawaii for fast Hawaii County property record lookups. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity, intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable. A Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year, and the CapEx reserve assumption.